Welcome to this week's episode of The Scarlet Edit. I don't know about you guys, but I cannot believe that it is the last week of November. And additionally, if you are a US listener, it is Thanksgiving Day. So for everyone here that celebrates Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. I hope that wherever you are, at the very least, taking a moment to stop and think about all the things that you're grateful for. As of today, The Scarlet Edit has reached listeners in 52 countries. 52! Like, that blows my mind in so many ways, but I am so grateful for that. I think it is so neat how podcasts make their way around this big world and how different people in different places find them. So if you are a listener in another part of the world, thank you so much for being here. I do feel like I need to give a special shout out to my Australian listeners, because outside of the US, Australia is my second biggest user base. And then after that is Canada. So Australians, Canadians, what's up? Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. And it's just insane to me, like, seeing all of these countries on this list. So thank you. Thank you. So for this week's episode, I wanted to discuss an article that came out recently in Vogue. You might have seen it or heard about it, but it's an opinion piece by someone named Shantae Joseph, and it says, "Is having a boyfriend embarrassing now?" And I thought it was an interesting article. I thought it was an interesting take. And as a 47-year-old single woman who's been married and divorced, who does not have any children, and has also had a long-term relationship after the divorce, I thought I would share my thoughts on some of the key points in this article. One of the things that really stuck out to me from the jump was talking about how some people view getting into a relationship as an achievement. And that just is bizarre to me. I've certainly never looked at anybody as more than or less than because they were or were not partnered. So that is a bizarre statement. And if people actually think that, I think that's kind of sad, to be honest, because I think that we all should work to get to a point where we're very comfortable and very happy with our own selves and with our own company. The next thing I wanted to talk about was how our perceptions are formed. So I believe that our perceptions are formed by three main things. Number one, our experiences in life. Number two, our environment. And number three, our wants and our needs. So when we are out existing, living, the way we respond in situations, the way we make choices, the way we make decisions, they're based on our experience, our environment, and our wants and our needs. And I got really clear on this a few years ago. I was in a situationship, which, let me put a big old disclaimer on that was a horrible situation for me to be in. It was not good for me. And anybody, regardless of where they were in life, would have been able to tell you it was a terrible thing for me to be involved in. But that being said, there was a point where I had been sharing my frustrations with a friend. And something finally clicked one day when she was telling me how big of a loser he was and how he didn't deserve me, which, again, both statements totally true. But I realized that she was really basing her thoughts and her opinions through the lens of what she wanted for herself, for her own life at that moment in time. And at that moment, she really wanted to get married and she really wanted to have babies. I did not want to get married and I did not want to have babies. So when I realized that that was the lens in which she was existing in the world, I did become more discerning with who I shared my personal life with, and also my frustrations. But I also actively acknowledged that regardless of who I was sharing things with, their perceptions and their perspective was going to be based on their own current outlook and their own wants and needs for themselves at that moment in time. So I think that that's just like a good foundation for us to, or for me, for us, like, well, I guess we're having a one-way conversation, right? For me to kind of share some more of my thoughts about this subject. You know, we are in a very challenging dating landscape. So one of the comments in the article talked about how because the dating landscape is so challenging that it can almost seem boastful or it can seem just unkind to be flaunting that you are in a relationship. But I don't think that that's a fair statement. I don't think that just because some other woman or friend of mine finds a boyfriend that they should have to hide their joy just because the dating landscape sucks. I mean, I wouldn't want to feel like I had to hide anything just because it's tough to meet somebody right now. I think with social media too, it can be challenging because we've all seen it, right? Someone's an influencer or someone has a big social media presence or even a friend of yours, and then they get engaged. And then all of a sudden, all they talk about is that they got engaged, and then all they're talking about is their wedding. Or somebody gets pregnant and then they have a baby, and all of a sudden they go from sharing lifestyle or travel or business tips. And then all of a sudden now it's just baby, 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 baby. And number one, I think that's totally okay. If that's what you want to be sharing with the world, go ahead and share that with the world. I mean, I think it's widely acknowledged that a lot of times people do start unfollowing people when those shifts happen. And that's just, you know, like a part of the game. So there's so many things going on in the world right now where there have been these like violent pendulum swings where a topic has just moved so far to one side that it's almost become ridiculous. And things are going to start swinging back more towards the middle where the majority of us exist. And one of those things is really this whole independent woman phenomenon. And I think that really like plays a role in this, like, is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? I think it's amazing for women to build their own lives, to have their own careers, to be successful, to have a world that they created for themselves that they love and they cherish and that they're very particular about who they invite into that world. I think that's amazing. I know that's where I am. I love it. I love my life. I love what I've built for myself. But I think that just because I am strong, I am independent, and I have created a beautiful life for myself, that doesn't mean that I don't want a boyfriend. I think that there's a big difference between wanting and needing. And I think two things can be true at the same time. I can be strong. I can be independent. I can be the creator of this amazing life that I have. And I can also really want a boyfriend. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. One of the most important things to acknowledge when you are single. Do you want a partner? Do you want a boyfriend? Do you want a girlfriend? Or do you feel like you need somebody? And look, I'm not saying that it's wrong to feel like you need somebody in your life. I mean, as we're growing up, we need our parents, we need our family, we need in order to survive. But I think maybe the wanting versus needing leads into this feeling of wholeness. Like, you are not less than because you are single. You are not less than because you haven't met your perfect match yet, or however you want to phrase it, your soulmate, your life partner, whatever it is. Like, it doesn't mean that you are any less than or you are not whole because of that. So I think that we can and should be super comfortable with romanticizing our own lives, with finding joy in the fact that we provide for ourselves, finding joy in the fact that we built a beautiful home or we have created a wonderful life that we did all on our own. I mean, I think there's so much pride in that. And I think it feels so good to look around and be like, hey, this was all me. Like, I did all of this. I mean, I will say I am incredibly independent, almost to the point of where I do struggle asking for help at times. And it's not that I don't want help. I know for me, it's definitely on a much deeper level, right? For me, it's not that this is totally like vulnerable. For me, it's not that I have trouble asking for help. It's that I don't like the feeling of somebody saying they can't help me. So I struggle asking for help because it's more comfortable for me to not hear somebody say no and feel rejection than it is for me to struggle doing whatever task it is that I could definitely need some help with. So I think that that's why like I have got to a point where I can do most things by myself and for myself. Funnily enough, is that a word? I don't know. Funny enough, I ordered a couple of rugs for my home. And the furniture that I have here, it's like real furniture. Now, I don't necessarily know that I really knew the difference between furniture from like IKEA or Target and then like real furniture from a furniture store. But I will say that my bed is very heavy. My couch is very heavy. And I'm like, oh, I get it now. So I am going to need help getting these rugs under those pieces of furniture and into the places that I prefer them to be. Although I'm seriously sitting here recording this and I'm thinking like one of the rugs got delivered today and I'm like, maybe I can try. Maybe I can try. But I don't think that I will be successful without like breaking my back, which I don't really want to do. So anyway, that was a tangent, but getting back to wanting versus needing and having somebody in your life, you can be all of the things that, you know, the current environment says that women can be. You can have the career, you can have the beautiful home, you can take care of all the things, you can have the financial success, you can do, build, be anything and everything that you want, but it still is totally okay if you also want a boyfriend. And it's totally okay if you get a boyfriend, but it's not an achievement. Gosh, I don't think it's an achievement. I just think it's something that's going to be pretty great. Because I know when I look forward, I believe wholeheartedly that my man is out there. I believe wholeheartedly that we are going to run into each other when we are meant to. And I can't wait to welcome him into this life and this world that I've created for myself. And I know that he'll be feeling the exact same way because he's got an amazing life and he's built an incredible environment for himself. And yeah, when the timing is right, we'll just meet each other and it'll all be great. So that's my take on the whole boyfriend thing. I don't think having a boyfriend is embarrassing. I don't think that you should make your boyfriend your whole personality, regardless of how old you are. I don't think that you should get into a relationship because you feel like you need to. I think that you should totally wait for the person that is right for you. I don't think you should sacrifice any of your boundaries or any of your expectations for somebody just to have somebody, because I don't think that's fair to you or to him. But I do think that if you want to be in a relationship, you totally should, and it's totally okay. So that's my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for being a listener of The Scarlet Edit. If you have not already, please jump into the Apple app and rate this episode 5 stars. Let me know what you thought. If you haven't already, also, please come on over to Instagram. It's at thescarlet.edit. Lots of reels going on over there. Lots of good inspiration. There is so much more to come over there. Now that I have my studio all set up and everything that I need to make great content, I am going to be a content machine. So watch out. And last but certainly not least, I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you. And we will see you next week.